Welcome back to Blotter Briefs, Teehee Briefs. It's been a while. It's a summary judgment of a true crime property that will help you, Marie Kondo, your DVR, podcast app, or library hold list. On today's episode, a scripted miniseries that took the UK by storm earlier this year about a real-life case, Counselors in My Chambers 4. Manhunt, the crime, from Wikipedia. Amélie Delagrange was a 22-year-old French student visiting the UK. She was found at Twickenham Green on the evening of 19 August 2004 with serious head injuries and died in hospital that same night. Within 24 hours, the police established that she might have been killed by the same person who had killed Marcia McDonald 18 months earlier. The story. Manhunt is an ITV three-parter starring Martin Clunes. Correct me on Twitter, that's at Blotter Presents. Martin Clunes as DCI Colin Sutton, who led the manhunt for the man then known as Levi Belfield. Manhunt is currently available on Acorn, the subscription service specializing in British, Australian, and other global crime dramas from, quote, classics, like Foyle's War, no shade, I love that show, but classic seems perhaps premature, to Acorn originals like Agatha Raisin. This is where I would normally observe, admiringly, that an American property along the lines of Manhunt would A, have lasted 8 episodes when only 3 were needed, and B, have never been content to quit while it was ahead. But evidently the series has gotten renewed as of a couple of weeks ago. Should it have been? Well, I've only seen the first of the 3 parts of Series 1, but I'd have to say yes. The unusual thing about Manhunt is how not unusual the case is, or rather the working of the case, because Sutton and his team just work the case. NPR's John Powers noted in his review for Fresh Air that, quote, it feels almost radical when a crime show goes in the other direction and plays it straight. He goes on, Manhunt takes a murder that became a tabloid spectacle and transforms it into a deft primer on the unspectacular reality of police work. That's exactly right. After a bit, I mostly stopped taking notes while I was watching and just enjoyed watching a straight-ahead, well-made, processy story that doesn't drag out the conflict between the brass's resistance to linking a series of crimes and the protagonist's gut instinct that they are connected, that has some personal life stuff but not to a damp, late-season SVU degree, that features a protagonist who's merely not the greatest at playing the politics of his job versus pointedly anti-heroic at same. In the clip I'm about to play, Sutton is leading the daily download meeting at the cop shop. At the end, he's questioned by the guy the chief made him take onto the team as a senior DI, a slickly coiffed complainer who's no doubt going to have a face turn in later episodes, but here is a mildly snotty boss's pet.
What have you found? What does it mean, and what do we do next? Clive, can you tell us about that earlier assault?
Yes, Gov. Chance of a link to an attack near the Green a few months ago. Adele Harbison, 34, blonde, struck over the head.
Now, that's a compelling number of commonalities with Amélie.
We're trying to get forensics off an orange carton in Adele's shopping, but that's TBC.
But still?
Yeah, we're promised an answer by tonight, Gov.
Not jumping to conclusions, are we? About a link.
Well, it's the same location, similar victimology. Warrants a second look at the very least.
Well, you can understand my confusion. Murph's telling the media we're not focusing on links, and here we are looking for one.
Well, if you're confused by anything else, Chris, my door's always open. It says governor on it.
Sutton burn. Love it. Also love that, like I said, it's just a straight-ahead case and not the, puzzle-breaking equivalent of a scavenger hunt cooked up by people whose idea of a crime is someone cutting them off at the valet. I wish I had time to rip through the remaining 2 episodes today, but I don't. I will be finishing it out, though, and I will be looking forward to the second series in 2020. Again, that is on Acorn, although you may also be able to find it on the ITV site, and it's worth seeking out. Got a property you want me to seek out? Hit me up on social. Once again, that's Blotter Presents on both Facebook and Twitter, where you can also correct me as to the pronunciation of British actors' names. If you would like to advertise on a brief or on the main podcast, email me, bunting@the-blotter.com, or find the podcast on my advertisecast.com page. Thanks for listening to today's Blotter Brief. I'm your host, Sarah D. Bunting, and I'm always prepared to rule.